Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's great to have you here. Thanks so much for stopping on by today. And I want to certainly extend that to our next guest. His name is Arthur Renowitzki. He is a motivational speaker. He has an unbelievable foundation. It's called Life Goes On. He inspires high school students, college students, business people. He inspires an awful lot of the sports stars that you look for and towards for inspiration here in the Bay Area as well. His story is heart-wrenching. And when we originally met last week, it was great to meet you as you were moving through the office, basically, getting a little bit of a tour. I don't know who you were here to see, but I'm glad we met, and I've been waiting to talk to you ever since we did. Arthur, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Glad you could bring your gorgeous girlfriend, Gloria, with you as well.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you, Damon Bruce. I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been watching it for years, and you know, I'm an overall huge sports fanatic. You know, Raiders, A's, Warriors especially, and it's just, you know, amazing to be here today. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Your story is an amazing story. I just want to read it from the pamphlet that you actually gave me that promotes Life Goes On, the charity that you have founded and run with Gloria to raise awareness for, well, really, it's like gun awareness. Well, go ahead and tell us what it's for.
So, Life Goes On Foundation is a nonprofit organization I started after my injury. It's for spinal cord injury awareness, violence prevention for youth, and just to promote a positive, active, healthy lifestyle to the next generation coming up. We have, you know, multiple programs like speaker series. We actually just got done today, finished up doing a speaking engagement before we got here at my old high school, and it's just a huge passion.
Where are you from? Where's the high school?
Castro Valley High School.
Give it a shout out. What are they? The like the Golden Knights, the Dragons.
Bears,
what are
know.
They?
The Trojans.
The Trojans.
Okay.
There you go. Go Trojans. Castro Valley. We see you. In 2007, you were exiting a club here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. A random stranger walked up to you in an attempt to rob you. Shot you. The bullet is still in your spinal cord. You spent a long time in the hospital, and when you woke up on Christmas Eve after a medically induced coma, you were given the news on Christmas Eve that you were paralyzed from the chest down. Can you just talk us through that emotion and that time and what that was like for you?
Yeah, like I said, we met last week, Damon, and the injury happened, you know, the incident happened actually right down the street from here, and it gave me chills to come here last week. The first time I met you, but it also gave me chills the second time coming around here. 20 years old, I was walking down the street, you know, minding my own business. And just like senseless gun violence happens, you know, all the time, it seems now, you know, I was walking down the street and a stranger ran up, shot me, took my wallet, which had $20 in it, and ran off. And, you know, that bullet changed my life forever. I grew up an athlete my entire life, played sports. Played football, played basketball, did track and field. And when that bullet hit my spine, you know, I hit the ground instantly. And my first reaction was to get up and run away. Like I've been doing, you know, my entire life, you know, doing suicides and sprints. But
right
at this moment, you know, I couldn't move. And, you know, thankfully a paramedics came. They put me on a stretcher. They put me in the ambulance and they sent me straight to San Francisco General Hospital. This happened December 2nd. I remember right before going into surgery, my mom coming up to me, saying a small prayer for me, saying, I love you, son. And that's the last thing I remember. I ended up, you know, going into a coma. And when I woke up, doctors pretty much told me I would never walk. And they also told me that I would never talk again. I had a trach in my neck, and it was you know, I wasn't speaking at the time, so the only way I can communicate is through paper and pen. And my, you know, first reaction was, I want to walk again. I want to get up and I want to walk out of this hospital bed. But, you know, no matter how hard I tried, you know, my legs weren't moving. And it was a tough, tough thing to swallow at such a young age, you know, just turning 20 years old, just starting off my life. And since this gun violence happened.
And that's the fork in the road where you can either pretty much spiral into a incredibly understandable personal depression that keeps you an invalid the rest of your life, or you can do what you did, get in that wheelchair, get out and start affecting change. And it's amazing that you've done that. Your foundation is now used to create awareness, to bring people together, and you have been basically chosen by Bay Area athletes as someone that's inspiring them. Would you tell us, and I read the Marcus Spears piece that he did about you. Tell us about meeting Kevin Durant.
Like I said, so I'm a huge Warrior fan. I've been following the Warrior fan since I was a kid.
I keep on seeing pictures of you in Kings jerseys, though. I got to be honest with you.
Well, that's the reason. The reason for that is because I play with the Sacramento Kings wheelchair basketball team. And but I'm a huge Warrior fan, so it's kind of it's a weird situation. But I was in San Francisco when he first decided to come to the Warriors as a free agent, and it was like his first week here. I ended up bumping into him. At all places, it was a nightclub. And
go ahead, give the club a shout out. Where were you? Where were you partying?
I was down the street from here. The nightclub is called Temple.
Oh yeah, it's right down. Yeah, it's right down that way. Yeah. Yeah.
So I ran into him at Temple, and actually, there was he was at a separate table with security. I went up
behind the velvet ropes.
Exactly.
Velvet ropes for everyone. Yeah, VIPs go behind velvet ropes.
Yes, they do.
With multiple security, and you know, as I was going up to him. I actually had to go up two or three stairs. So I asked some people to lift me up the stairs. You know, those stairs weren't going to stop me from saying hello to, you know, one of the most amazing basketball players there is out there. So I got up the stairs and then security stopped me. So that was another obstacle I had to go.
Another hurdle.
Yeah, another hurdle I had to break through. But told them I wanted to meet Kevin Durant. You know, they told me no. KD saw me talking to them, and then he walked over and said, no, it's okay.
Gives you the blessing. Let him through. Let him through.
So, yeah, I made it quick. I just wanted to, you know, welcome him to the Bay Area, let him know, you know, we're happy to have him. And, you know, one thing that I gave him is a Life Goes On wristband right off my own hand. And
it's your version of the Livestrong wristband with no doping or steroids involved. Go ahead, continue.
And quick story behind that Life Goes On wristband, the reason why we pass out so many to bear youth, you know, all over the country, actually. But the when I was in the hospital and I woke up out of a coma, a mentor came in and talked to me, and he said, you know, life goes on, keep pushing, don't ever give up. And he handed me a wristband that he made that said Life Goes On. So I got the idea from doing that. But I gave KD the wristband off my wrist, and he told me, you know, he said, you know, I'm gonna wear it this season. And
he did.
He wore it the whole season. Wore it. And it's something that, you know, every time I would watch the game and see him wearing it, you know, it was just pushed me even harder to get my movement out there, to spread awareness about spinal cord injuries, and just to spread a positive message to everyone.
You have inspired a lot of people. A lot of people have inspired you. I want to talk about your speaking engagements. I want to talk about this wheelchair basketball game that you're going to be hosting and putting on. And we'll talk about how people can get involved and learn more about you. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit about the progress in spinal cord research and where you really think this all goes now that the future seems to be here medically. And stick around. We've got much more coming up with our guest right now. His name is Arthur Renowitzki. An unbelievable story. Stay tuned here to 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Our guest here in studio, we're very happy to have him and his girlfriend Gloria in studio. His name is Arthur Renowitzki. The Life Goes On Foundation is his. He was shot in 2007, dealt a devastating spinal cord injury, which he has since moved on from in an inspirational way and is helping people get over their injuries by keeping them active and getting them involved in wheelchair basketball. You are a member. You just told me something I didn't know, Arthur, that every NBA team has a wheelchair basketball team as well. You've been playing for the Kings team. Mm-hmm. The Warriors have a team as well. Mm-hmm. Every team in the NBA has one, and Dallas is, what you just said, won like seven in a row?
Yeah, Dallas is the team to beat. They're number one in the nation.
Well, at least they win something in Dallas.
Gotta give them a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, don't sleep on the Kings, though. We're number three in the nation, and, you know, got a great group of guys, and, you know, love my team and looking forward to this season coming up. We got our training camp coming up this weekend and definitely looking forward to it.
The chair that you came in today is mm-hmm. not the chair that you play in, is it?
No. So this is what we call our everyday wheelchair. And then we have our basketball chair, which is, you know, usually top of the line. We're strapped in completely. The wheels are, you know, slanted.
Put like Nike swooshes over it.
If they're sponsoring you.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, the man wants a sponsor. And I tell you what, there's someone who's running a charity right there. He knows how this works. Tell us about Life Goes On and the work that your foundation is doing. And tell us a little bit about this tournament that you've got planned coming up.
Definitely. So Life Goes On Foundation, we have a few programs. The number one program that we have is our Pushing for Change speaker series, where we go to high schools, middle schools, juvenile halls. We talk to basketball, football teams, and, you know, just really try to get our message out to the youth. So anyone listening that would love to, you know, have us come out, we would love to, you know, partner up with you. The second program is adaptive sports awareness. We love, you know, putting out wheelchair basketball awareness, you know, all, as well as other wheelchair sports. We have an event coming up. It's on October 28th of this month, is Saturday. Saturday, October 28th from 1 to 5 at Laney College. The Road Warriors wheelchair basketball team will be playing this, our, you know, my team, the Kings wheelchair basketball team, and love for everybody to come out. It's going to be a great cause. We invited some special celebrity guests to be there, guys like Matt Barnes. Some of the Warriors hopefully will be there. They have that day off, so hoping we can get them out to come out. And
you're actually going to sit them down and make them play from the chair.
Exactly.
Advantage you.
Yeah, we want them to come out and, you know, get a taste of our world and how we play. And, you know, it's an amazing sport. It's something that has got me out of, you know, some tough times. You know, right after my injury, you know, I did feel some depression. And,
sure.
You know, it was tough, you know, but getting back to my roots of being active and playing sports, you know, sports and wheelchair basketball were one of the things that really kept me, you know, kept me moving and staying positive.
By the way, got someone here on the text line who says he's a former high school teammate of yours saying, Arthur was our starting corner in high school, undersized but balled out. That's a good scouting report. That's a good scouting report.
That's awesome.
When you play against teams, your teammates, yourself, I'm guessing just the commonality that you all share has an awful lot to do with inspiring yourselves and each other. What is the proper 2017 lexicon for your situation? Handicapped? Wheelchair bound? How would you describe yourself?
I would say we are, you know, we are able, you know.
Able, okay.
We have abilities that, you know, we never thought we would ever have, you know, once this first started or once this happened to us. But, you know, I've done things that I could have never imagined I'd do in a wheelchair. And it's amazing. The people that we meet, the teammates that we have, we all get together, we practice. We really inspire each other because we've, you know, been through so much, but we've, you know, worked together to overcome our obstacles and help each other out, which is, you know, I think, you know, the meaning of a true team. And, you know, I love the guys that I play with and the people that I meet.
On the day that we met here in the studio, you couldn't come in and do the show. You had the single best excuse for why I had to leave I'd ever heard. You were going to meet Marshawn Lynch about mm-hmm. getting him involved in your foundation. Tell us about that meeting.
Yeah, meeting with Beast Mode. It was my first time.
He's a little out there, isn't he?
Having a meeting. Yeah, it was a great meeting. And, you know, to have him on board to be a part of our, it's for our 10-year anniversary gala. Like I said, my injury happened in 2007, December 23rd. I woke up out of a coma. So on December 23rd of this year, we're going to have a huge 10-year anniversary gala. We'd love for you to be a part of it, Bruce. And
We'd love to come. Gian, we'll,
yes.
We'd love to
we're
be
in,
there.
Of course.
We'd love to be
yeah.
there. Seriously.
We'd love
to be there.
Can.
Whatever we can do to help. Mm-hmm. It sounds great to me. Where are we on spinal cord research? I'm sure you are as up-to-date as humanly possible, and the progress that's being made. Is stem cell research going to be an answer to a question that's never really had an answer? Where is the hope?
You know, I really don't know as far as, you know, stem cell research, if that's fully going to break through. We really hope it is. You know, I have friends that have flown out of the country to Germany to get this procedure done with stem cell research.
You know, where Kobe went to get his knees fixed.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a big hope for us. You know, some of my friends that have gone, I've seen little to no return, but it's in the beginning stages. And, you know, I actually, I'm hoping for anything, whether it's a medical breakthrough, you know, a brand new Iron Man suit that comes out. You know, I actually do walk, and I use an exoskeleton, even though I am paralyzed from the chest down completely. I walk in an exoskeleton suit. We did a huge campaign in 2015 called the I Will Walk Again campaign, where a buddy of mine from Castro Valley actually hiked from Mexico to Canada to help me raise $80,000 to get this robotic exoskeleton suit.
Wow.
And it was just, you know, to get in that suit for the first time, I'm walking in it, and I had to tell, you know, the therapist behind me to stop, and I had tears coming down my face. That's how powerful it was to be able to get back on my feet again after 8 years of being paralyzed.
So, of course, it must have been just you know, rising, mm-hmm. just so. Standing again. What do you hope is the future of your foundation? What would you like to see this become? 20 years from now, Life Goes On is blank.
I want Life Goes On to be able to affect people worldwide. You know, this injury, you know, doesn't happen to just people here in the Bay Area. It happens all over the world. And, you know, there's so many people out there that need help, that need awareness, that need attention, where, you know, they're just, you know, a day away from, you know, giving up. And, so it's something that I want to be able to touch not just thousands of people, you know, millions of people. With our foundation, we've been able to speak to over 150,000 youth in person live. But I want to grow that number to a million, and I'm going to keep working at that goal. You know, it's my motivation, my inspiration every day. Every day I wake up, this is always on my mind.
Who's your best and most attentive audience? Juvenile delinquents, good kids who get straight A's, high school kids, middle school kids, kindergartners, professional athletes that you talk with. Who do you think you know, whenever you go and present what you have, who do you get the biggest reaction from?
Today was great. You know, I spoke at my old high school, and these are the entire senior class of 2018, and you could hear a pin drop in there. It was, you know, all attention and eyes were on us to, you know, while I was sharing my story and sharing what our mission is. But also I've spoke at juvenile halls to where, you know, the biggest and baddest kids, the loudest kids in the groups, you know, they are quiet and they are attentive and they are listening, because they might have been, you know, one of the guys on the other side of the gun. So it's something that, you know, being able to affect and touch people. But, you know, even having a conversation with KD and guys like Steph and sharing what the mission is about and, you know, what has happened to me in result to starting this foundation. They're, you know, just on board as the youth are as well.
The topic of guns, Arthur, is obviously a third rail for so many people. You know, if you touch it, you're bound to get shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, I believe in protections. I believe in regulations. We see what happens in Las Vegas, what happened to you. I think you have earned the right to say whatever you want on the topic. Where are you on this topic? What would you like to see done? Because obviously change is something you're trying to affect.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, my main thing right now is just speaking out as much as we can to the younger generation coming up. You know, guns are going to get into the wrong hands. You know, we can try to have stricter laws, which I would like to see as well. But, you know, guns are still going to get in the wrong hands. And
right. I think, a great quote I once heard is laws only apply to law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And that's how it is. But speaking to the youth, I feel like it is really important because they're the next leaders up. You know, they are the ones that can make change into this world coming up. And, you know, it's just something that, you know, speaking out to guys like, you know, public figures like KD and, you know, I'm sure you guys might know the reason why he wears number 35.
He had a friend who was killed.
Mm-hmm. His mentor and coach, high school coach, similar to my situation, was leaving, you know, game, I think it was, and, you know, was shot and robbed. And he didn't make it, unfortunately, died at the age of 35. So that's why KD has carried that number out throughout his whole career in OKC and here in the Warriors, of course. So, you know, it's something that we need to put more awareness out there and speak to youth and let the youth know to know your surroundings and really know that this gun violence stuff is not cool and it is affecting people's lives every single day. It didn't only affect mine, you know, it affected my mom, my brothers. It was a domino effect and it's something that, you know, is needs to be addressed.
I think you have affected a lot of lives just over the last two segments of radio. You are someone who is incredibly gifted to share your own story and be a relatable, kind face that people can take a touchy subject and embrace around. You've got a lot of things going for you, man. Gloria, you're fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in as well. A real pleasure to meet you. It's the last chance to plug away. Plug away your website, your foundation, anything you want. Where can people learn more? How can people get involved? How can people get tickets to your end of the year gala?
Yes, thank you. So you can log on to our website. It's www.lgof.org. You can also just Google search Life Goes On Foundation and the website will pop up. We have our 10-year anniversary gala coming up. Would love for you guys to be a part of it. We're currently looking for volunteers, you know, auction items as well for our silent auction. And, you know, we'd love for you to be a part of it. Also, the Celebrity Hoops for Awareness wheelchair basketball game at the end of this month, October 28th. More information can be on our website. You can find out if you'd like to add me on social media as well. My Instagram is AR, my initials, and then AR The Inspiration. And then also our Life Goes On is Life Goes On Project. So.
So if a school wants to have you come in and speak to their students, that's how they find you as well. Like if there's a teacher listening, go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
This would be amazing. I wish my son, my nieces and nephews, everyone are listening or would sit down and talk to you because you're such an inspiration.
Thank you. Yes, I really appreciate
especially
that.
Especially for the youth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, like I said, log on to the website and there's a booking info where you just type in your name and your phone number and we'll contact you to set that up and make it happen and partner up. So.
And what you could really do is just bring Gloria with you out on stage and be like, hey, life goes on. Check it out. Look at what I did. I mean, come on.
Arthur's doing just fine.
Life officially goes on. This man's got it. I don't know what it is, but he has it. Hey, I thank you so much for coming in today, Arthur. We do a ton of disposable, nonsensical sports really don't matter in the grand scheme of thing interviews. It's not often that we do something that really, I think, speaks to the times that we're living in and hits my heart and Gianna's heart and the audience's heart. You are a very cool guy with an awesome foundation. And this is the first of several meetings that we are going to have. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Get involved. LGOF.org. Anyone who wants to see it, his name is Arthur Renowitzki, just the coolest guy you're going to meet, doing good work. Thank you so much for coming in, Arthur.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.